Hello and welcome back to Keisha Reads. It is February and we are ending self-love month. All the books on my website are skewed towards self-love and self-discovery, so check it out. There's a link in my bio on Instagram. And if this is your first time joining Keisha Reads, essentially it is a reading series where I'll be reading either short stories or essays or excerpts from books that are intended to really fuel all of us to learn, think, reimagine, or just simply enjoy the power of storytelling. So one of the excerpts that I will be reading today, it is a book by the author, Miss Young, and it actually is about finding rituals or finding those things that will help you on the road to self-discovery. So she has 31 tips in finding that magic to self-discovery. And I actually will be highlighting two. So the two that I've chosen and that are near and dear to my heart, because I'm always trying to figure out, better ways to love on me, so I can love other people. One is creating a self-love ritual, and the other is exploring your demons. So let me just read two of these excerpts from you, and hopefully they'll help you as well. And then I'll circle back and get to and give you the full name of the book and the author at the conclusion. So this first one is creating a self-love ritual. So after a long and challenging day, we often feel the need to relax and certainly pamper ourselves. Or perhaps we're not feeling, too good emotionally or a bit depleted on the self-love front, and we need something to really recharge our batteries. A self-love ritual will help you do just that. But we often feel guilty when we try to claim some time for ourselves. We believe we shouldn't waste a moment. We've always got to be doing something. And we feel that it's somehow narcissistic to do so and to love on ourselves. But we need it, and we deserve it, and we could really enjoy it if we only allowed ourselves to do it. Think now, what would make the most difference to how you feel at those times when you needed it most? Are you a fan of massages, yoga, hot baths, painting your toenails, reading a book, or anything that really relaxes you and you enjoy? Choose a self-love ritual that will really work for you and practice it often. Pencil it in your calendar. That's what I say I'm gonna do 2021, pencil in my self mani and pedi, and just love on me a little bit. Your well-being is important, so don't push your own needs aside. Show yourself that love and take care of yourself so you can certainly, take care of others. So her excerpts are really short and really sweet, and I think they really get at the essence of, what we're trying to say here and what we all should be practicing in our daily lives. The next chapter is chapter 16, and it's entitled Explore Your Demons. Also something else I need to really focus on and work on. So here goes. It's important that we understand what causes us to respond to life in the ways that we do, as well as figuring out what triggers push us into those negative thought patterns from which we often can't escape. Exploring and unraveling these demons will allow us to get to the root of the challenges that we face within our lives, to take control and to put an end to all of the suffering and vulnerability. But sometimes we do want to be vulnerable. Let's be real. I'm not going to lie. The path to self-understanding is a long one, but thankfully there are many light bulb moments along the way that might just get to the root of the problem and reveal why you react to things the way you do. Then you'll be more able to find solutions that really work for you. switch off your devices, and get ready to do that old-fashioned thing called thinking. Ponder over your personal history, your life, your experiences. Allow your thoughts to take you where they need to, and do not attempt to stop them, nor judge them. Just feel the feelings, go through the motions, and think about those demons and think about why they made you so upset. And then let it go. I just know that this is something that I need to really focus in on and work on, you know, as I grow and as I mature. And I thought that these two things would be interesting to share with the community, and also to talk about. So if anybody is in the community that wants to share or talk or post, you are certainly welcome to. I wanted today to be very short and sweet, and to just share two of the things that I've been thinking about and am diligent in trying to figure out a plan to work on those two things for 2021. Because y'all know 2020, it was a whole mess for all of us. So I'd love if anybody wants to post any questions or comments. Just let me know. I am here. You can also reach out to me on my website. The link is in my bio on IG. I will be updating titles in March. In March, we'll be highlighting some authors, new and established, with some really interesting books. So check it out. And I will be launching a podcast shortly, and that will be available on my website too. If you forget to join me on IG Live, or you miss a session, you can catch the session on my podcast. So that is it. Happy Sunday, family, and I will see you in March. Peace and love.